soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on March 12th, 2021. This is called From the War of the Worlds to War on the World. Yesterday, I went to the local thrift store and found a book on the War of the Worlds, which told the history of a theater event on radio almost 100 years ago. And for some reason in my heart, I knew I should buy it, and it only cost me a dollar. I realized this particular event was a psyop, a psychological operation by certain ones who wished to master control over people's minds. The book War of the Worlds by the 33-degree Mason H.G. Wells was broadcast by radio personality Orson Welles. Those who sponsored this event had very deep and tactical intentions by this program. They sought to do much study, analysis, and gather information that would be used in future strategies. The funds were provided by the Rockefeller Foundation, which utilized various organizations and theaters to implement the media event and its studies. The War of the Worlds was a story that Martians were attacking the Earth. Orson Welles, a theater personality, featured an adapted version read by him over the radio on Sunday night, October 30th, 1938. The story had been altered to show New York as the target of a Martian invasion. The show broadcast for an hour without commercials, and many people did not realize the broadcast was theater and thought there was an actual danger, an attack from Mars. Radio was a rather new technology at that time, similarly as internet has been over the last 20 some odd years. Now, just a few hours after buying the book, I realized why I bought the book. This event, back then in 1938, and all that it was used by the powers that be, is a mirror of what is underway now in our world today. Apparently, the reaction of the radio audience during the time of the original broadcast was far less extreme than they had led the people to believe. History had promoted the notion that thousands of people had panicked from one extreme to another. The data was researched and recorded, analyzing how radio can affect the psyche of society, especially on political beliefs, and how radio could be used to steer the culture. They have the money, they have the wherewithal, and hence they have been directing not only movies, radio, and all media, but those who are influenced by it. Media is one of the strongest tactics to bring influence in the world. And more importantly, is the fact that those who funded this media event and the subsequent study of it are the same ones that have funded projects to this day. Funds that support depopulation, social engineering, propaganda, and world government. They create events that have altered the way of life. More to the point, I'm speaking of the recent pandemic storyline that has shown a worldwide coordinated response with many alterations to the way commerce and social life is experienced. From social distancing, mask wearing, and creating a desire for a magical vaccine that is held to remedy the COVID-19. A mysterious disease that was said to be the cause of death for people of various other maladies such as pneumonia, heart attack, diabetes, and even motorcycle accidents or falling off a ladder. One lady who died in February 2020 was contacted that she had tested positive for the virus 6 months after her death. Now that's an amazing virus. So that is why I bought the book. This is why I'm pondering the historical event of the broadcast, War of the Worlds, because the same secret societies, the wealthiest of the wealthy, governments, religions, cooperations, corporations, and point men presenters through the media are all working together to this day in bringing a new normal. Featuring an untested new technology that offers nanoparticles with certain particles that are being injected into humans who sign up for the vaccine. A process that offers a change to the RNA and DNA that the powers that be can't even help but show their glee. Again, so strange that the same Rockefeller Foundation that was involved in the War of Worlds broadcast in 1938 is the same organization that sponsored pandemic exercises in October 2019. In fact, They had also provided a research paper in May 2010, how the protocols should be for the worldwide pandemic, featuring mask wearing, social distancing, and lockstep. How about that? Now, this is just how the world has gone from War of the Worlds to War on the World. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.